Igor Hinzek made his own significant contribution to the development of slow-setting binders when he worked on a problem with testing officer Vic McInnes at the DMR's Grafton office in the mid-1980s.
One of the things that was posed to me by Vic McInnes was that he would like a cement that would work both on granular materials and also would work on clay materials so that he didn't have to handle two different products. And being the typical marketing type person, with some pride, I suppose, I accepted the fact, oh, yeah, we can do that easily. And we went away, and that night the sales rep said, how are you going to do it? And I said, I don't know, but I'll have to do it quickly. By that stage, we were looking at slag, and we had a lot of information from overseas, particularly France, in the use of slag in road building over there. So we put chemistry and availability to the test, and we developed a product which was subsequently registered and named StableMint. It caused quite a lot of laughter, initially, because the managing director couldn't understand that we weren't aiming the product into horse stables, that we were actually talking about stabilization, and the word was stabilization cement, and we shortened it to StableMint, STABILMINT, rather than STABLEMINT. So that caused a few laughters in board meetings and things like that. The material was developed in a laboratory. We did some laboratory work by taking local soils and that and adding various quantities to it. We got excellent results. Then we trialled some in the Grafton areas with Vic McInnes, and at this time it was in the Wedding Bell State Forest. And it worked pretty well. We did two pavements side by side. On one side we had StableMint, and on the other side we had a product called SlagMint, which was Portland cement with about 35% slag in it. And they both worked extremely well. The SlagMint behaved in a manner similar to Portland cement, so it had some difficulties during the actual stabilization operations, but the StableMint went down beautifully, and they found that it had a rework period of about 3 to 4 days, which meant that if there was any disruption to the pavement or any rutting or that, they could rework it without losing strength. And you could keep remixing it, re-blending it, and it would work well. And this was, in fact, tested to its extreme in a job in 1987, just outside of Lithgow in an area called 40 Bends, where they used StableMint in reconstruction of the Great Western Highway. And the RTA, or the DMR as was still known in those days, chose a period of time to do that when the weather was good. So they thought that they wouldn't have too much disruption to the traffic. But I think Murphy must have been employed at that period because they got a lot of rain. And every time they stabilised a section, it would rain. They had to let traffic over it. It would rut. And what they found is they didn't have to cut and redo the pavement. They could, in fact, rework it. And they did that a number of times. They were a little bit concerned. But when they did finally put the seal on after the period when they were able to, they found there was no distress in the pavement at all.